This message was recorded live at Plantation Seventh-day Adventist Church in Plantation, Florida. Welcome to PlantationSDA.tv. Here you will find a diverse variety of Bible-based topics and conversations. God's master plan to inspire your mind, bring peace to your heart, and uplift your soul. May you be blessed and encouraged as you listen to God's Word.
Amen, everybody. Amen. So our speaker today is Elder Daniel Lesir, and he comes from the beautiful peninsula in the Caribbean Seas called Haiti. His grandmother installed his Seventh-day Adventist Christian belief in him, which has shaped him into the person he is today. Knowledge has always been a driving force for him. So when he came to America in his 20s, he attended classes, and those are his ESOL classes, and got his degree in chemistry, and then he earned his PharmD at FAMU. Today he is married for 20 years. And have two wonderful young daughters who are very active in the Plantation Church here, and also his wife, and he'll say more about that. But if you ask Elder Daniel to describe himself, he would tell you that he is a servant to God, of God, wanting to be used by God and wanting to walk with God as Enoch did. Brothers and sisters, let us offer a prayer for this man of God, this family man, and this servant of God, Elder Daniel Lesir.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Pastor Kevin. Thank you. There is great joy in heaven for one soul who gives his life to Christ. Church, let's continue praying for Brother Chris and his family, for God to strengthen him as he continues in his journey. He will encounter just a little bit some tough road, but Jesus will be with you. Just keep your eyes on Jesus, and the Holy Spirit will guide you. Well, it is such an honor and a privilege to be in the house of the Lord on this beautiful Sabbath day. I want to thank the pastoral team, all our dedicated elders, especially Elder Moza, for inviting me to share the word of God with you today. I also want to thank my Plantation Church family for their support, and I also want to thank my two amazing daughters, Elizabeth and Jemima, for their encouragement. Finally, especially my loving wife, the bone of my bone, the flesh of my flesh, for being my number one fan and supporter. Love you, honey. Today, I just want to remind you, to remind myself, that all the gift that God gave us One precious one is the gift of repentance. Please stand with me as we read the word of God from the book of Luke, chapter 15, 17 to 19. I'll be reading. When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.'" Amen. You may be seated. There is not much you can do when a cat runs away. Cats are very good at hiding. They don't come when called, and they don't ask for help. All you can do is set out food and water and wait until they get hungry. Hunger will motivate a cat to come home. Hunger will motivate a cat to come home, to return home. Yes, Jesus does go looking for us, but he also knows we are good at hiding and don't answer when called. So he waits for us to get hungry. In reality, God allowed that hunger in us by showing us what type of a father he is. A father who offers us an eternal home. A father who wants to forgive us and give us the gift of repentance. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I open wide the door of my heart. Please come in and take total control of me. Take me out of this equation. Let your revival start now. Let it begin in me. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen. I once read that one of God's greatest gifts to us is the joy of trying again. For no failure ever needs to be final. We have all made mistakes and correct choices. If we have not fixed such mistake, there is a way to do so. The process is called repentance. Our Savior died to provide you and me that blessed gift. Although the path is not easy, the process is real, brothers and sisters. And Isaiah 1 verse 18 said, Though your sin be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And I, the Lord, remember them no more. Jeremiah 31 verse 34. And I, the Lord, remember them no more. Don't put your eternal life at risk. If you have sinned, the sooner you begin to make your way back, the sooner you will find peace and joy. In the case of the prodigal son, what can we learn from his action and word of true repentance? Well, amazed by his father's unconditional love, the prodigal son said, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. He understands his unworthiness to be part of the family and receive such love. He recognizes the width and depth of his wrongdoing. And he remembers the shame and agony that he has put his father through. He realizes that the problem were never just about money, the inheritance, and all the squandered belongings. The true issue had always been about the broken relationship, which have now been restored due to the father's shocking display of love and acceptance. He is now truly grateful. He is now truly grateful. He is no longer mentioned his plan to become a hired servant. He is left out this part of his speech. Why? Why? Because the father had forgave and accepted him back as a son, not a servant, not a good for nothing, certainly not as an infidel. Oh, many believe that they must walk their way back to God to pay the price for their misdeed, when actually God has already paid the price through Jesus' sacrifice. Today, Jesus is calling you to come just as you are. His arm is wide open, waiting for you. What's stopping you from coming? Time, as you know it, is very short, my friend. If you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. God loves us so much that he gave his only begotten son, so that you and I can have life and have it more abundantly. You see, Jesus is everything. Jesus is everything to us. He was pierced and crushed to death because of our sin. Our Savior died that he might wash away our sin. That's what I love that song. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. Yes, Jesus' blood set us free. We are no longer a slave of sin. Why? Because Jesus took the bitter cup from our lips, mingled with our sin, and drank it himself. And in its stead, he gave us the cup of salvation. What a mighty God we serve. Brothers and sisters, we serve a mighty God. Church, we have to shout hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood that loosed all our guilty stain. It's all about the blood. Repentance is an attitude of deep sorrow for sin or wrongdoing. We do not want to hurt the one who loves us so much by our selfish action and choices. Recognizes that God's tremendous love for us, we turn away from anything that grieves our Savior. However, repentance involves even more than turning away from sin. It involves a change of heart. Think we once used to enjoy. Think we once used to love. We now resent. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. Make it be like you. Church, this is supposed to be your prayer. Change my heart, O God. Change my heart, O God. Make it be like you. In the case of David, what did he ask for in his prayer of repentance? It has been said of David that he sinned big, but repented bigger. He is a model to us of what real repentance look like. He wrote Psalm 51 as an agonized cry to God for forgiveness. In verses 1 to 3, David cried out, "Have mercy upon me, blot out my transgression, and cleanse me from my sin." And verses 10 and 11 say, "Create in me a clean heart. Do not cast me away, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me." The truly repented heart longed to please Jesus in every aspect of life. Only when we see our God is hurt by our sinful ways will we be able to live in accordance of, in accordance to his principles. Our heart must first be touched for healing and obedience to be seen in our life. Then we see in verse 17, David said, "The sacrifice, O God, are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. This, O God, you will not despise." The meaning of this relate to verse 16, where it say, "For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I will give it. You do not delight in burnt offering." David is stating here that there is nothing we can offer God to appease him when we have sinned. More animal sacrifice were not what God was looking for. God desired true repentance. Many of us miss this truth. Rather than repent, we try to clean up our act, give more, pray more, or busy ourselves in religious activity in the hope that God will finally get over being disappointed at us. David is saying to us, God want none of that. God want none of that. In fact, in 1 Samuel 16, verse 7, clearly state, For the Lord does not see as men sees. For men looked at the outer appearance, but the Lord looked at the heart. Repentance is the doorway to freedom. Satan knows this and does everything he can to detract us from it. This is what he suggests. He's suggesting that our selfish nature like to hear, Oh, your sin was not that bad compared to others. You are okay. God has forgotten it already. No need to confess it. When we listen to the voice of the enemy, brothers and sisters, we deviate ourselves from the doorway to freedom and remain in bondage. Jesus wants to set us free. He is always nearby. When sin comes to destroy our life, we just need to look to Jesus. His grace is sufficient to subdue sin. Let your grateful heart, trembling, turn to Jesus. For Jesus is all the world to me, my life, my joy, my all. He is my strength from day to day. Without him, I will fall. When I am sad to him, no other one can cheer me so. When I am sad, he make me glad. And he is my friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. There is no one like Jesus. Whatever problem you go into, you can always knock on his door and he will open. I guarantee it. Today, Jesus wants to lead us step by step. Let us place our hand in his hand and let him guide us. For without him, we are lost, brothers and sisters. Let us climb Jacob's ladder. Don't look back. Don't look down, for Jesus is at the top of the ladder waiting for us. Brothers and sisters, We serve an incredible God. Nothing is too big for him. We serve a powerful God. None of our iniquities are too big for him. Whatever you are going through, our Savior and Redeemer is willing to set you free. Just give it to him. David reminds us that the only path to forgiveness is a broken heart and a humble spirit. When we throw ourselves on the mercy of God, it delights to lift us up. When we openly acknowledge our iniquities against God, turn from it, and cry out for cleansings, God promised that he will heal us and forgive us. And First John 2:1 said, "And if anyone sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus the righteous." We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus the righteous. Brothers and sisters, look to your neighbor, to the right and to the left. Say, "Jesus got this." Look to your neighbor, to the right, to the left. Say, "Jesus got this. Jesus got this." Yes, yes. Jesus got this. Just give it to him. And Psalm 25, verse 18 said, "Consider my affliction and my trouble and forgive all my sin." I like this. Here, David said, "Lord, my affliction and my trouble, I am going to leave them in your hand. But as for my sin, Lord, I know what I need to happen. I must have them forgiven. Church family, we cannot play with our selfish act. We got to give them to Jesus. Just like David, we have to say, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxiety and see if there is any wicked way in me and lead me in the way of everlasting." You see, it is impossible to honestly repent of our misdeed unless Jesus gives us the gift of repentance. You can't do this on your own. Jesus has to get involved. The good news is, we do not have to wait until we repent to come to Christ. We do not have to wait. For he promises in Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest." That rest, my friend, is not temporary. It's not temporary. It is eternal. That rest is eternal. Hallelujah. We can do nothing of ourselves. We must come to Christ just as we are. And step to Christ. Ellen White reminds us that we can no more repent without the Spirit of Christ to awaken the conscience, then we can be pardoned without Christ. As we enter into repentance, God prepare our heart for the reception of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the answer to every problem any man, woman, boys, and girls face. Unfortunately, sometimes we ignore the Holy Spirit that awakening our conscience and walk down a path that leads to suffering and total separation from God who loves us. Many of us who call ourselves Christians are sometimes stuck in our self-centeredness and experience little of the Holy Spirit. That is why Jesus came to call us back to a relationship with God the Father. He said to all of us who want to be saved. Let me see the hand who want to be saved here. Let me see the hand. All right, this is what Jesus said. To all of us who want to be saved, repent. Repentance is making a U-turn, a change of direction. If you used to go to the left, if you used to go to the east, now you go to the west. And try not to look back. Because we have to say that I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. Repentance is a gift of God. Without the Holy Spirit walking into our life to lead us to repentance, it is impossible to experience genuine repentance. Are there things in your life right now that the Holy Spirit is telling you that need to be changed? Are you willing to humble yourself in heartfelt repentance and ask God to forgive you for your wrongdoing? Today, if you are the prodigal son, which we all are at some point, due to our selfishness, be grateful for the gift of repentance. Be grateful for the unconditional love and forgiveness that will greet you when you come back home. When you fall, Jesus will be there to catch you. His love for you is independent of any other relationship he has. You are all his. It is all about you and God, brothers and sisters. It's all about you and God. It is all about our personal relationship with God and recognizing that no matter what our actions are, our lack of love, he loves us and welcomes us back with open arms when we make a U-turn toward him. What a great God we serve. On this Sabbath, I come to let you know that we can change. We can become clean again. Whatever struggle we are facing, there is open to us a way out. Brothers and sisters, there is open to us a way out. That way out, family of God, that way out, saint, is Jesus Christ. He alone can change. He alone can make you clean again. He alone can change your heart and bring you to the path of salvation. Therefore, why don't you speak to God about anything the Holy Spirit bring to your mind to which you need to repent? Just talk to God. Just talk to him. Do you who are rushing online, talk to him right now. Whatever's in your heart, just give it to Jesus. Do you hear the Holy Spirit speaking to your heart right now? Do you hear him? So tell God you are not all you want to be. And surrender the thing he pointed out to you. As you respond to the Holy Spirit, God will do something for you. God will fill your heart with his presence and allow you to bring all your burden, your pain, your trial at the foot of the cross and leave it there.
So well, the day that I met you.
For always, church family, for always, let Jesus abide in you. Let Jesus be with you for always, for always. If for those of you who are watching online, and some of you who are in the sanctuary, who haven't yet accepted the gift of repentance, now is the time to do so. Now is the time. This is an opportunity for you to give your life to Jesus. Because at the end, it's all about that. There's no repentance under the grave. Now is the time. Tomorrow doesn't belong to you. Time, as we know it, is very short. Now is the time. If you want to do so, you can raise your hand. If you want to do so, then I will just pray for you. If not, may God bless you, may God keep you, and may God strengthen you as you go through this journey, and you will make that decision for Jesus. Hope you make that decision for Jesus. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us stand. Let us pray. Holy Father in heaven, we just want to thank you for the gift of repentance. We just want to thank you for the blood that washes us clean. Lord, I just want to give you your children right now. I ask that you will use your spirit to touch somebody's heart right now. Somebody that needs you. Somebody that needs to connect with you. Somebody that needs to give his life to you. Lord, he has to open that door. You cannot make that step for him or for her. Please, Lord, come. Send your spirit to touch somebody who are watching online or who are here with us in the sanctuary. Father, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This podcast was brought to you by Plantation Seventh-day Adventist Church, a Christ-centered congregation dedicated to spreading the good news of God's love through sermons, deeper dive conversations, and much more. If you would like to listen to more life lessons and inspirational content, please visit us at plantationsda.tv.